With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran has struck back at Israel after the Jewish state launched attacks against Tehran and its nuclear facilities yesterday. Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danon, says their strikes are not over and reprisals from Iran are expected.
We prepared the population in Israel to embrace for attack coming from Iran. Last night, they sent more than 100 drones that we intercepted them. We expect more projectiles, and we are preparing the population for very intense days ahead of us. We will continue to act until we will know that we eliminated the threat.
Iranian rockets have hit Tel Aviv in the meantime. Paramedics there say 5 people have been wounded. The U.S. military is helping intercept missiles that Iran fired at retaliation at Israel. The U.S. has been moving assets nearer to Israel to assist in missile intercepts and to provide better protection of U.S. bases in the region. An appeals court is allowing President Trump to keep control over California's National Guard troops until a hearing next week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On Thursday, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and must return control of the troops to California's governor. But hours later, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 769 points, the Nasdaq dropped 255, the S&P 500 lower by 68. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is opening another abortion center.
It will be located in Maine, and it will dispense abortion pills to women in states where the procedure is banned. The Satanic Temple calls abortion a, quote, religious ritual, and is vowed to promote it in all 50 states, especially the pro-life ones. It has already opened clinics in New Mexico and Virginia. Statistics show that a majority of the abortions that take place in this country now are carried out by the use of abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptist delegates at their annual meeting overwhelmingly endorsed banning same-sex marriage, including a call for a reversal of the Supreme Court's legalizing it nationwide. The SBC resolution says America's lawmakers have a duty to pass bills that reflect the truth of creation and natural law about marriage, sex, human life, and family, and to oppose laws contradicting what God made plain through nature and scripture. SRN News. Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months.
It's the latest sign that Americans' view of the economy has improved as inflation has stayed tame and the Trump administration has reached a truce in its trade fight with China. The preliminary reading of the University of Michigan's closely watched consumer sentiment index jumped 16% to 60.5. The large increase followed steady drops that left the preliminary number last month at the second lowest level in the nearly 75-year history of the survey. John Scott reporting.
A federal judge in Baltimore has blocked the terminations of 3 Democratic members of the Consumer Product Safety Commission after they were fired by President Trump. A ruling issued Friday says the commissioners can resume their duties because their dismissals were unlawful. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.